This episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They're good for you. They're tasty, and I can't get enough of the mint brownie. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Let's get on with the show.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the 21st day of May, 2020, we are going to be doing another What If Sports Recreation. This time, I'm going to be sending the Pittsburgh Pirates beyond the wild card game of 2015. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And when you're staying home, being safe during these trying times, be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Now, let me tell you something I've been saying ever since the days of the old Sully Baseball Daily Podcast, which was, you go find us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. We still exist there if you want to do a deep dive and listen to what I would be talking about every day. I was a big fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2015. I thought they were a terrific team. And I have said over and over again that I believe that if they won the wild card game, where they defeated, if they had defeated the Chicago Cubs in the wild card game, I think they would have won the pennant. They were playing such great baseball down the stretch, just winning games left and right in September. They looked like they coalesced. They looked like they got the best team playing the best level of baseball by the end of the season. The three best teams in baseball in 2015 were all in the same division: the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. And one of those teams was automatically going to be eliminated in the wild card game, and two of them would be automatically eliminated by the time the division series was over because of the way the playoffs are set up. And I thought that was incredibly unfair. The Pirates won 98 games that year and faced Jake Arrieta, who also was pitching like incredible baseball down the stretch. He threw a complete game shutout and ended the Pirates season unceremoniously. The second straight year, the Pirates hosted the wildcard game and got shut out by a dominant pitcher. The previous year, they were shut out by Madison Bumgarner. And of course, we all know what the Giants did, winning the World Series in 2014 at the expense of the Pirates in the wildcard game. I've said over and over again, if the Pirates had won that game, that wildcard game, I believe they would have won the pennant. Now, my dear friend Marcel, who goes by the title Cubs Fan with an 8 on Twitter, it's actually C-U-8-S-F-A-N, but it's Cubs Fan, but an 8 instead of a B. That's why I call him Cubs Fan with an 8. You understand the concept. He's a huge Cubs fan living out there in Switzerland, and it drives him crazy that I keep saying that if the Pirates won that game, they would have gone to the World Series. Drives him absolutely batty. And he's Swiss. He's usually neutral about things, but he is not neutral on this particular topic. And so instead of tormenting him, I decided to put it to the test. I went to whatifsports.com. I put together the, recreated the 2015 Pirates roster, put in the people who would be eligible, not eligible, set up the lineup, set up the rotations, and put together a postseason where they would have faced the Cardinals in the division series after a hard-fought, dramatic victory over Jake Arrieta and the Cubs in these alternate universe wildcard game, and to see what will happen. And so here we are, my recreation of the 2015 postseason, which meant a rematch of the division series of 2013, Pirates-Cardinals. Jay Happ and John Lackey squared off in Game 1 of the division series, Andrew McCutchen homered in the first, but that was all the Pirates could score. Lackey went seven innings. The Cardinals tied the game with a Peralta homer in the second. An error by Josh Harrison opened up a two-run Cardinal rally. The Cardinals took game one 3-1. Are you happy, Marcel? The Pirates lost game one. Game two, the Cardinals took a 3-0 lead into the eighth. Starling Marte put the Pirates on the board, but the Pirates were trailing 3-1 in the ninth inning. Marcel is laughing, saying, look at that. The Pirates are about to get swept in the division series. And the Cardinals put in Trevor Rosenthal to give the Cardinals a 2-0 series lead, but Pedro Alvarez launched a 3-run home run to give the Pirates the lead, and when the dust settled, Pittsburgh scored 5 runs off of 3 relievers in the ninth for a stunning 6-3 victory that tied the division series at a game apiece. Game 3 saw a packed PNC Park go crazy when Starling Marte homered off of Michael Wacha to give the Pirates an early 2-0 lead. Francisco Liriano was solid through 6, and he got an RBI single of his own. But Tony Watson, Pirates reliever, got wild, including a key wild pitch, and the Cardinals took a 4-3 lead in the 8th. But Francisco Cervelli tied the game with a single. Starling Marte hit a go-ahead fielder's choice, and Mark Melancon worked around a Stephen Biscotti double in the 9th, and the Pirates won 5-4 and took a 2-1 series lead. They also had a 2-1 series lead in 2013. So will the Pirates actually get beyond the division series? Gerrit Cole, who won that phantom wildcard game, got the game 4 start against John Lackey, who was so solid in game 1. Starling Marte's double led the scoring in the 2nd, and the Pirates took a 1-0 lead. In the 6th, Neil Walker took a home run to right center, and that was all Cole needed. Throwing 7 shutout innings, Watson through the 8th, Melancon through the 9th, a 3-0 blanking of the Cardinals, and the Pirates were off to the NLCS against the Mets, who in our dimension went on to win the National League pennant. But in this parallel universe, the Pirates and the Mets square off in Citi Field. Game 1, Citi Field. The Mets jumped all over Jay Happ. Daniel Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud each homered in the first to put the Mets on an early 3-0 lead. Tony Watson got absolutely rocked in the 7th, letting up another home run to Travis d'Arnaud. The Mets expanded their lead and won 7-1. Game 2 was all Noah Syndergaard, who threw a complete game 2-hit shutout. The Mets scored a pair of unearned runs, 2-0 the final for the Mets, as they went to Pittsburgh up 2-0 in the series. Back to Pittsburgh, Lucas Duda and Neil Walker traded home runs. After 7th, Gerrit Cole and Jacob deGrom were at a 2-2 tie. With one out in the 8th inning, Starling Marte singled home McCutchen to break the tie. Melancon secured the 3-2 Pirate victory. Matt Harvey, pitching on 3 games rest, dominated over 8 innings in Game 4. Francisco Liriano got torched, allowing a Wilmer Flores home run in the 2nd, and terrible Pittsburgh fielding opened up a rally in the 3rd, and the Mets crushed the Pirates 8-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the series. Marcel is laughing in Switzerland, saying, ah, where are your pennant winners now? Now, instead of starting Syndergaard in short rest, Terry Collins of the Mets started, at least in this universe, started Steven Matz. And Matz was up for the challenge, as was Jay Happ. Now, Aramis Ramirez and Francisco Cervelli singled in runs in the 5th to make it 2-0. Michael Conforto doubled Homerone to make it 2-1 into the 9th. Mark Melancon was shaky, but the Pirates held on. The pitching was good, the offense was scarce, and a 2-1 final kept the Pirates alive. But the specter of Noah Syndergaard, who threw the complete game shutout in Game 2, loomed over the Pirates for a potential Met-clinching Game 6 in New York. A.J. Burnett countered for the Pirates. The game was scoreless in the 6th. The two pitchers were locking antlers. Andrew McCutchen put the Pirates on the board with a sacrifice fly in the 6th, 1-0. And then in the 7th, Noah Syndergaard threw a grounder, fielded a grounder and threw it over the first baseman's head in the 7th to give the Pirates a 2-0 lead. In the bottom of the seventh, Burnett lost his control on a walk, a wild pitch, and a Curtis Granderson single tied the game at two. Now it was a bullpen game. Tyler Clifford walked the bases loaded with nobody out in the eighth. Hector Robles got Harrison to hit into a double play that scored a run. Mets fans were wondering, why didn't they throw home? Why didn't they cut the run off at the plate instead of getting the double play? Well, they didn't. And because of that, the Pirates took the lead, and the Mets were hoping to jump on Melanson in the ninth. It didn't work. The Mets went down 1-2-3. And it was a 3-2 victory. And now there was going to be a game seven. The 3-1 deficit was cut, and now it was 3-3. Game seven was for the National League pennant. The Mets opted to throw Jacob deGrom instead of Matt Harvey on short rest. The Pirates handed the ball to Gerrit Cole, who was on full rest. Gregory Polanco got Pittsburgh on the board in the first with a third-inning double. In the fourth, Travis d'Arnaud, who was making his bid to be the NLCS MVP, got a two-run, two-out single that put the Mets in front. City Field was going wild as Cespedes and d'Arnaud again each had RBI doubles that gave DeGrom a 5-1 lead heading into the seventh. The Mets were in cruise control. But Cespedes misplayed a drive by Harrison to lead off the seventh, which turned into an inside-the-park home run. Pinch hitter Michael Morse and Gregory Polanco added RBI doubles that tied the game and knocked DeGrom out. The game remained tied in the ninth. Jay Happ came out of the bullpen to throw a scoreless ninth, sending it into extra innings. The Mets got two on in the bottom of the tenth, when David Wright popped up to end the threat. Matt Harvey came out of the bullpen in the 11th and walked the first two batters he faced. Pinch hitter Aramis Ramirez singled, scoring Pedro Alvarez. Polanco hit a sacrifice fly, adding an insurance run. Melanson came out to close out the big game, but he allowed singles to Conforto and Granderson. With two outs and once again a chance to win the pennant, David Wright came up, but he grounded out weakly to first, clinching the pennant for the Pirates. The Mets would add 2015 to their season of near misses. The Pirates were heading on to the World Series. Gregory Polanco, who slashed .424, .511, .622, was the series MVP. And the World Series was Kansas City versus Pittsburgh. And let me tell you something, these games would take the life out of you, would drain you. You need some nutrition, you need some power, you need something to give you a boost. How about a Built Bar? It's the best tasting protein bar ever. They're tasty, they taste like a candy bar. Great flavors, nut flavors, nut-free flavors. They're all covered in chocolate, soft and chewy, and they're healthy. They're great for if you're health conscious, if you're trying to lose or maintain weight, and they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Take the peanut butter brownie, okay? Great tasting bar. Who doesn't like peanut butter? Who doesn't like brownies? 20 grams of protein, only 170 calories. You can burn that off listening to me do this podcast. 3 grams of sugar, 3 grams net carb. Just go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your first order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off Built Bar. And you know what? We're going to set up this fake World Series in 2015 between the Royals and the Pirates. You should order in something. We should all order in food and follow this parallel universe World Series. We should use Postmates. Go order food from one of the local restaurants. Keep them going in these hard times where they deliver them at your door. No contact delivery. Use your Postmates to get all the best food you want. And not just your burgers or your fish and chips from my favorite place here. Do you know what? You can also get stuff from Walgreens, stuff from 7-Eleven. Drop it right off your side your door. Offside your door? I don't know. I screwed that up. Outside your door. That's right. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android. Find your favorites to get anything you want delivered within the hour. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmate app, anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. So here we go. Marcel in Switzerland is realizing that I was correct, that the Pirates would have won the pennant if they had won that one game against the Cubs. But here we go. In this parallel universe, the Royals hadn't won a World Series since 1985. The Pirates hadn't won a World Series since the We Are Family Willie Stargell days of 1979. Two teams that define small market club with no shot to win against the big market spenders, the absolute personification of them was Kansas City versus Pittsburgh. And here they are in this version of the 2015 World Series. Edison Volquez, who had pitched for the Pirates the year before, took the hill for Kansas City. And after the Pirates used A.J. Burnett, Gerrit Cole, and Jay Happ in Games 6 and 7 of the NLCS, Pittsburgh handed the ball to Francisco Liriano. Both pitchers worked out of first-inning jam, and both pitchers threw a 1-2-3 second inning. Starling Marte hit a two-run homer, and Andrew McCutchen launched one into the Kauffman Stadium fountain to give the Pirates a 3-2 advantage. Liriano was on his game, scattering four hits over seven shutout innings. But the 2015 Royals were the masters of the late-game comeback. In the eighth, Hosmer singled home Zobrist to cut the lead to 3-1. Melanson was brought in to close the game, but allowed two straight hits to start the ninth. Pedro Alvarez threw wide to second on a potential double play, scoring a run and putting the tying and winning runs on base. Melanson did not have it. Joe Blanton came out of the pen, recorded three straight outs for a surprising save, and a 3-2 final for the Pirates, up 1-0 in the series. Clint Hurdle decided to go with Jay Happ instead of A.J. Burnett for Game 2. His gamble paid off. Once again, his starter did not allow a run, throwing seven shutout innings, scattering six hits, and walking two. This time, however, there was no opportunity for late-inning heroics. Sloppy defense by Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas opened up the floodgates in the third. Capitalized by Francisco Cervelli two-run home run, the Pirates took a 6-0 lead. Neil Walker and Josh Harrison would later add RBI hits, and the Pirates cruised to an 8-0 win, leading the Pirates to a 2-0 series lead back to Pittsburgh. PNC Park hosted its first ever World Series game, with thoughts of a 3-0 lead dancing in the Pirate fans' heads. Young Yordano Ventura took the hill for the Royals. Garrett Hill pitched for Pittsburgh. RBI doubles by Jordy Mercer and Pedro Alvarez gave the Pirates a 2-0 lead. And once again, the Pirates' starting pitching was unscored upon as Cole went seven shutout innings. Tony Watson threw a scoreless eighth, and the ball was handed to Melanson to seal the win and a 3-0 final. But wait, the Royals once again jumped all over Melanson. Three straight singles started the inning. Christian Colon walked with the bases loaded, and with one out, Ben Zobrist hit a bases-clearing double, giving the Royals their first lead in the series. Joe Blanton came out, Jared Hughes came out, but nothing worked. By the time Eric Hosmer clobbered a two-run home run, the Royals had capped a seven-run ninth inning. Wade Davis made the ninth inning a formality, and suddenly the Royals were back in it with a stunning 7-2 win. And the Royals wasted no time picking up the momentum. After not scoring on any Pirate starter for three games, the Royals jumped all over A.J. Burnett, scoring three in the first. Alcides Escobar and Eric Hosmer would later add RBI triples and knock Burnett out of the game in the fifth. Royals starter Chris Young was fine until he got into trouble in the sixth, and the Royals bullpen did the rest of the work. Kelvin Herrera, Ryan Madsen, and Wade Davis finished the 7-3 Royals win, and suddenly the series was even. Francisco Liriano, so brilliant in his first start, got clobbered for three runs in the first. The Pirates came to bat in the down three runs in the top of the first, in the bottom of the first, and had been outscored 17-3 since the ninth inning of Game 3. It was a startling turn of events, where the thought of a sweep was in Pirate fans' heads, And suddenly the Pirates were trying to get out of Pittsburgh with a single win. And it looked like they were back on their heels. Francisco Cervelli got the crowd back into it with a two-run single and cut the lead to 3-2 in the first. But Liriano threw a wild pitch in the third, padding Kansas City's lead to 4-2, and they took that lead into the eighth. The Royals' bullpen was the best in baseball, and now they just needed six outs to take all three games in Pittsburgh. But Kelvin Herrera allowed a Marte double and a pair of walks. Alcides Escobar bobbled a grounder that scored Marte that cut the lead to 4-3. Wade Davis was brought in to get a five-out save. But Neil Walker got hit with the bases loaded to tie the game. Jordy Mercer then hit a deep foul pop that Alex Rios caught for the second out. And pinch runner Pedro Florimón tagged and scored the go-ahead run, just evading Salvador Perez's tag. Pinch hitter Michael Moore singled home an insurance run. In the ninth, Clint Hurdle once again handed the ball to slumping closer Mark Melancon, who this time did not disappoint, getting Morales, Escobar, and Zobrist 1-2-3 for a 6-4 Pirates win. Rios' decision to catch the foul pop was second-guessed like crazy. If he let it drop, they still would get a chance to get the out. But the Royals defended Rios, saying that if he had let it drop and the next pitch was a bases-clearing double, it would have been much worse. In the end, Rios' decision was the fodder for talk shows and for Twitter. But the Pirates managed to squeeze that one victory at home and go back to Kansas City with a 3-2 advantage. And the Pirates were trying to get their first title since 1979. The Royals realized nothing's got to be easy. Jay Happ took the ball for the Pirates. And right away, Andrew McCutchen got the Pirates going with a two-run home run in the first inning. Happ worked calmly and carefully through Royals rallies and stolen bases to keep them off the board. Johnny Cueto of the Royals settled down after the McCutchen homer and didn't allow another run as he pitched eight strong innings. But Happ was the star, scattering an occasional hit and getting the Royals batters to pop up and ground out over seven scoreless innings. Tony Watson threw a scoreless eighth. And in the ninth, Josh Harrison scored Pedro Alvarez on a sacrifice fly to pad the lead to 3-0. The ninth inning came and Mark Melancon got the ball. Eric Hosmer struck out swinging. Kendrys Morales had a deep drive to right center field that Andrew McCutchen pulled in. And Mike Moustakas, the last hope for the Royals, grounded weakly to Neil Walker, who tossed to Pedro Alvarez, setting off the celebration. The Pirates were the champions of baseball of 2015. For the first time since the days of Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Burt Blyleven, and Candelaria, the ghosts of Francisco Cabrera and Steve Avery were no more. Jay Happ, who won both his starts and threw 14 shutout innings, was named World Series MVP. And former Royals slugger Clint Hurdle, who had managed the Rockies to the 2007 World Series, had his great moment in the sun. The Pirates' run of three straight playoff appearances and a World Series title after decades of losing records was a crowning achievement to the organization, especially Neil Huntington, who turned the franchise around. The 98-win Pirates were the champs, and an entire generation of Pittsburgh sports fans finally experienced the joy of a World Series to go along with recent Steeler and Penguin titles. And somewhere in Switzerland, a Cubs fan named Marcel shakes his fist in the air and said, "Do you know what? If only the Cubs won their wild card game, I bet they would have won the World Series." So there you go. The parallel universe is there. What if sports does not lie? The Pirates defeated the Kansas City Royals 4-2 after their thrilling comeback victory in the NLCS against the Mets and the back-and-forth series against the Cardinals in the Division Series, all because they beat Jake Arrieta in the wild card game. If there is a series you want me to recreate, please let me know. I probably won't do an entire postseason like I did for today. It's a little more involved doing all the simulations, but I hope you enjoyed it. And check us out on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and all the great shows on the Lockdown Podcast Network. Recreating the 2015 postseason, if for no other reason, to prove to a very nice man in Switzerland. This is the episode. I got tripped over myself. I'm not even going to edit that out. This has been Locked On MLB for the 21st day of May, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.